Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Drew, towards the end of the conversation, posed a question to us, which was, hey, well, who do you actually think are the five teams? If you don't think it's Cincinnati, maybe you do, but who are the five teams in the NFL we believe are closest right now to winning a Super Bowl, knowing the draft has not happened? So it got us thinking a little bit. We each put together the five teams. We'll ask you guys as well, 913-586-7965. I think we all have one team for sure on the list who is closest to winning a Super Bowl again. I believe I can say we all have the Chiefs still as one of the five, right?
Yeah, I think don't know we could probably just discuss who are the other four.
Right, sure. I think it's pretty obvious. How could you not still say, even if you're skeptical, that they're still not one of the five closest to winning a championship? They also still have some of the best odds to win the Super Bowl next year anyway. After that is where maybe it gets interesting. In no particular order, by the way, I also went Eagles. Like, to me, that's a fairly obvious one. They just won one. We've all talked about the roster and how bloated it is right now.
They lost a lot of players, but they've still got a lot of guys on cheap deals. Still got Smith, Saquon.
So I think
Brown,
the Chiefs and Eagles, we all three of us have. So really we're talking about the difference might be three teams. I then went with the Buffalo Bills. Okay. I still think while they haven't got over the hump, of course, of beating the Chiefs, 0-4, Josh Allen is. He did just win an MVP. They were actually in the AFC title game, right? And I believe in what was supposed to be a reset year for them, they made it to an AFC title game. And they had some more cap flexibility this offseason. I don't know if I'm all that impressed with what they've done with it to this point in time.
Because, again, there's a limit to how good of a job you could have done.
But it's very clear when you have Josh Allen, you're in the hunt every year. You just are. And I think even if you factor in the NFC, they still would be one of the teams, that the five teams closest to winning a Super Bowl.
I had the Bills too.
Okay.
I was between them and the Ravens. So now you know I don't have the other one, and I'll explain, I guess, why in that moment.
I had the Ravens, by the way, on my list.
Part of the rebuild year is a reason why I didn't end up there, is that I thought the Bills succeeded higher than they should have been expected to do, which means I think that they will be even better positioned again this year. They also, for all the other factors, and we can complain about this all we want, they play in the easiest division out of any team I'm going to mention on this list. They got the clearest path to immediately make the playoffs as a home team, at least in the first round of the playoffs, maybe as a bye.
Sure looks like
all it. All those teams still stink. Unless something's going to change
Patriots,
dramatically,
they got a little better. Of work to do.
You got to believe Drake May's getting ready to take a huge step. And even still, even if Drake May got him to a 10-win team, it's still the easiest division out of every other team I'm going to mention here. And that's why I ended up with three NFC teams, too. I just feel like it's more wide open. So Chiefs and Bills are the only two AFC teams for me.
Okay, so I had Chiefs, Eagles.
Not the Bengals. Sorry,
I had Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, Ravens. You didn't have them, but I did have the Ravens. I still look at Lamar Jackson, what he's doing. I understand there's all these teams have flaws, like in terms of like, hey, they haven't got over the hump. But being close, I still think when you have Lamar Jackson, when you have the roster that they have, they're in that conversation of having, you know, one of the five best chances to get there again. And then I had the Rams, man. Matthew Stafford is back. That division, it looks like the Niners are taking a slight step back this year. Seattle's got a brand new quarterback. The Cardinals are just the Cardinals. Like, they're just there, right? Like, you know, they're a pain in the ass, but that's about it. And the Rams, I think, showed last year that they were able to effectively build up a defense again, at least on the defensive line. They need to work on the secondary. But post Aaron Donald, they found their next crop of pass rushers. They need to improve the secondary. No Cooper Kupp. I actually think that's fine. They bring in Davante Adams to go with Puka.
That's a good
fit. So
I
believe the Rams still would be one of the five teams that are closest to winning a Super Bowl next
year. So my other two teams, or three teams, were the Eagles, like you had mentioned, that we all agree, the NFC side. Lions and Commanders.
So you still have the Lions.
I was between the Lions and the Rams. And for the obvious reasons you just mentioned, I think Davante Adams might be a borderline perfect fit to go with Puka Nacua. Stafford, and I mentioned this with Aaron Rodgers, at some point, there is only one quarterback who has successfully played at the age really Stafford is. It's Tom Brady. I haven't seen another quarterback do it at a high level. Stafford took a half step back last year. Look, when he's on, he's still one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. He's on a little bit less than he used to be. There's some games where it doesn't look so easy anymore, and I still trust McVay. So I was on the fence, but I was like, you know what? The Lions have done this year after year after year. The only thing that would make me think that they're taking a half step back, it's not talent. Still got all the offensive guys, still got all the pieces in place, still got a lot of the defensive players in place. The only thing that would make me kick them off the list instead of the Rams is, do I think a Ben Johnson-less offense takes a huge slide back?
And no Aaron Glenn on defense,
and,
too.
And Aaron
they
Glenn.
Lost both their coordinators.
I'm more worried about Ben Johnson probably than Aaron Glenn, although Aaron Glenn did a phenomenal job. I'll give it to Campbell for now because he's been the head coach in charge this entire time and he's managed to make it work. So I gave them the edge. And then I put the Commanders because
I thought about it.
Young and high, and there's just all this potential in the world. And I think they got better in free agency, and I think they got better on the offensive line with Laremy Tunsil. So, like, they just kind of felt like the riser. And I felt like if I'm putting a list together, the five best teams positioned to do it, I kind of wanted a riser, in fairness. They're in a tough division, though, I'll say. That's the opposite of the Bills' problem.
They were two teams away from me picking the Commanders, like having the Commanders on my list. They would be like seventh if we were extended out.
Would
like
you have Cincinnati ahead of them?
I would. Okay. Because my concern with the Commanders, like, I think we've all recognized Jane Daniels is the real deal, not questioning that. But I do wonder about a little bit of the sophomore slump.
Happens.
They were very, very fortunate, even if you talk to people in D.C., very fortunate in the ball bouncing to them, right? And that's something turnover that you can't predict, right? And I think the fourth down stuff, while they'll still be really good at that, they converted at an exceptionally high rate.
Regression to the mean.
So there's just some of that. I'm not saying they're going to be bad. Their schedule's more challenging. They can be just as good of a overall football team, but their win total is going to come back to the pack maybe a little bit. And they're still dealing with Philly in their division. That's why I can't get to putting the Commanders as one of the five most likely teams to win the Super Bowl. What about Drew? Do you have the Commanders on your list?
I do. I didn't put the Bengals on this list because this is stunning. I would include them, but I wanted to remove them to come up with a list that did not include the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, no, but if you were doing a five, do you think they're one of the five most likely teams to win a Super Bowl?
Part of this was yesterday, Drew. You said, "Hey, do you think the Bills are better positioned to win a Super Bowl than the Bengals?" And I had said yes. And that's kind of what, like,
oh, well, then, yes.
What made me think about this conversation. So, Cincy would be in your list of the five teams' best position.
Yes, and I would take the Commanders out. I think because Gold said that he would include the Bengals ahead of the Commanders. So, I think I'd take the Commanders out. But so, my five, I guess, essentially would then be Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals, Rams. Kind of wrestled with the Lions, too, but I do think, you know, the point that you made, Cody, last in regards to the coordinators, we don't know exactly how things are going to go when you're dealing with Jared Goff, who had his best years with Ben Johnson. So kind of the same questions that
he had a pretty great year. And went to Super Bowl with McVay too.
But I know, but well, that also as well, like who do you have coming in, you know, to replace that sort of coaching that Jared Goff has had when he's had his most successful seasons? Kind of the same question people had originally with Josh Allen is, hey, Brian Daboll's gone. Is he still going to be good? Of course, Josh Allen still was. We'll see how Jared Goff is. I know that you can trust Matt Stafford, at least when it comes down to it, to deliver in that sort of a moment. Plus, as you said, Gold, I agree with the defensive side of things. Braden Fisk and Jared Verse were two outstanding picks on the defensive line. They're going to be right there in the thick of it as well. I think the Ravens, it's weird. So I think Josh Allen gets too much credit, and I think I've said that before on the show just throughout this past season, where I think the Ravens are more built for it just from a collective standpoint, even though they haven't been able to get to the bowl, I guess, in a similar
way. So you have Ravens, no Bills.
Correct.
Interesting.
And I got the Bengals in there as well instead.
Is this, that's interesting. So you think Josh Allen is overrated?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I think Lamar Jackson is better than him. I think Joe Burrow is better than him. I think Patrick Mahomes is better than him.
Well, I mean, and overrated is overrated is relative because most people probably think he's the second best quarterback.
We've talked about it before. I do have Josh Allen as the second best quarterback in the league.
He's really good, but I think that to me, for some of the things that he didn't do in the playoffs, for instance, against the Baltimore, like I understand that they won the game, but if you look at what Josh Allen did, he did enough to win the game, but if Lamar would have won that game and he would have had the stat line that Josh Allen did, or the year that Josh Allen did, people would not be as complimentary of Lamar Jackson.
Well, that's a fair point. That is probably a separate convo, though, of just how people unfairly discuss Lamar throughout his entire career, right? That's just a bigger discussion. But
I think it kind of goes back to that, and maybe it's hate, you want to call it. But I think that's part of it is Josh Allen could make one outstanding play and have an okay game, but everybody would focus on the one play and say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And it's like, you're not... like this past year,
Josh Allen has been closer twice to a Super Bowl. Like he's been to two AFC title games and came up, you know, very, very close. Lamar,
I know,
has only been to one, right? So, yeah.
I just think you have to last year, Lamar Jackson was better than Josh Allen in almost every single category, including passing. But everybody acted like Josh Allen was having one of the best years of his career.
I guess why Joe Burrow? Joe Burrow's like career stats in the playoffs aren't like bonkers. I looked it up. He's got 260 yards a game, less than two touchdowns a game, averages about an interception a game.
I mean, if you want to go particulars, Josh Allen's never beat Joe Burrow in his career.
No, but you're talking post. But Josh Allen makes the playoffs every year, and he gets to go deep into it. Not just like an individual
and a better
effort.
Defense and a better O-line.
Like,
it must be nice, you know?
Well, easier division. That is like that. I don't think
better GM maybe at this rate. I don't know.
Better GM, that might be the case. And look, positioning does matter. I'm just asking, like, because you're right about Josh Allen's game against... I don't disagree with Josh Allen's game against the Ravens. I don't think he, like, looked particularly special in that game. But he found a way to grind out a win. And his career playoff stats are real good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he has 25 career playoff touchdowns to 4 career interceptions and averages, like, 300 yards a game. He has been a phenomenal playoff performer.
I understand. I think it's maybe just this past year where everybody was riding the coattails of Josh Allen. It seemed like so much where... If you look at the total season output of what he did compared to somebody like Lamar Jackson, it wasn't even close who had the better year.
Oh, I thought Lamar's
but everybody disparages Lamar.
Well, we thought
Lamar
the MVP
more.
Thing was a joke, right? I think all of us agreed that the All-Pro was Lamar and the MVP should have been Lamar. That part I think is fair. But interesting. So the five teams were similar on three of them.
Yeah, Eagles, Chiefs, we all agree on.
I would say Commanders are looking in.
That's true. Yeah. The only one I would swap out, you could convince me to take the Ravens out and put the Lions in. That'd be the only one that I feel like be talked into.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.